day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is, well, gee, both of you guys are trying to keep pointing to each other. Donna Latham, who's the event coordinator for the Humboldt County Relay for Life. It's coming up this weekend. And Crystal, I'm going to say Degnault, because that's how...
Close.
I know, but that's how he went... That's how your father-in-law went by it at Eureka High. So.
Really?
Yeah.
High school buddies.
Oh, no.
He was a year older than me, so you kind of have a sense of how old and feeble I am.
So you're pretty young.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Breathtakingly young. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about Relay for Life, what goes on in it, also where the proceeds go, what the American Cancer Society is all about, and we might have some pictures. Well, no, okay, not pictures. Story or two to share also. Well, normally it's pictures, so bring everybody up to speed. There's not going to be pictures here because we're radio, and we'll talk about it and the event when we come back.
I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Biette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Biette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 314. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Crystal Denault. I'll say it your way. And Donna Latham. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Albert Einstein. Quote, great spirits have always found violent opposition from mediocrities. The latter cannot understand it when a man does not thoughtlessly submit to hereditary prejudices, but honestly and courageously uses his intelligence. So think about it. Ponder it. It's a good quote. So, Donna, other than the fact that Tim Rice volunteered you for this gig.
He did.
See, I got his name out there early.
Yep, get it out there.
The guys are probably listening, so they're probably already giving their brother a hard time.
Hi,
now,
Tim.
Yes. Why'd you get involved with this thing? What is Relay for Life for you?
Relay for Life for me is not even a long story, but more that cancer affects everyone, and I always feel like I need to do something. So if I can at least volunteer for Relay for Life, it's kind of like bringing a casserole to a funeral. You feel like you're doing something. I know that's terrible, huh? But you feel like you're doing something. You feel like you're helping. You feel like you're making a difference. And I can't cure cancer on my own, so I help by volunteering for Relay for Life, by raising awareness and dollars for research.
That does a whole lot better than your initial analogy.
I know, isn't that funny? I told you in life.
So if you bring a casserole to the event, no one's going to eat it.
That's probably true. Because, yeah, I'm not
the
good,
death casserole.
Exactly.
Okay,
I'm not a good cook, so they wouldn't eat it anyways.
Oh, well, maybe you'll knock out some of the vermin wildlife in the neighborhood, huh? When did you first hear about Relay for Life?
I've been involved with Relay for Life for over 15 years. When I moved to Humboldt County, my employer requires that we do community service. And I heard about Relay for Life, and I got involved, and I was hooked, and I've been involved ever since.
Somehow you're not getting quite the warm over. I have the opportunity because my boss wants me, is willing to have. No, it's a requirement, by golly, and this is the worst of, or the best of the worst. Yeah. Considering how you're probably getting some leeway from your employer.
Yes.
Why don't you mention who they are?
Can I do that?
Well, yeah.
I just said I was required. I insulted them, and now I'm going to say something about their name.
Well, good. The timing is nice.
It's good. I work for Coast Central Credit Union.
There you go.
Yep.
Hi, Dean. Okay.
Hi, Dean.
As you envision what Relay for Life is all about, obviously it's a huge fundraising opportunity for a lot of communities to pitch into the national cause. But my understanding is Relay for Life is a little bit more than just just the fundraising part. That it's there's humor, there's other things. Is that part of the attraction that's kept you there for 15 years?
I think so. I think that it's, you know, we raise funds all throughout the year. And then the relay, actual relay event is the party that we celebrate what we've accomplished and maybe what's going to be accomplished in the future. We get to you know, celebrate people who are battling cancer. We get to honor people who would have passed from cancer. I've met people that I never would have met in my day-to-day life. I met Crystal, and, you know, she's touched my life, and I just think it's an opportunity for you to be involved in something that's helping others.
That's because the shackle and chain isn't released for you to be able to get out of the building because you're working so hard at the credit union.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And by coming,
we clarify all these things here so that we're
absolutely. And by coming to your radio show today, the crew is out there setting up for Relay right now, but I get to come visit with you. And
that's
so
right. I was going to ask you about the effort, the physical on site. Maybe we can do that after the break, because certainly it's not just show up and the right. event magically unfolds. Yep. What's the biggest surprise that somebody who hasn't participated in a Relay for Life effort, whether it's in Curry County, Delmar, Humboldt, Trinity, any of the places that where people are listening, if they haven't done it before and they're a first timer this time, what's the biggest wow?
I think Crystal should answer that. Do you have any ideas? Because you're more new to Relay, right?
I would say the biggest wow for me last year was my first Relay as a survivor. And just the smiles from complete strangers, because they see you wearing that purple survivor shirt and they just understand. The community and the camaraderie that you wouldn't expect from people you've never even met. I think that was probably the biggest thing for me.
Do you get that, Donna, as one of the coordinators of the event?
Absolutely. Definitely. I keep saying the same thing over. We're all there for the same cause, so we all have the same connection, and you meet people you wouldn't normally meet and you have a connection with them. You know, I go places in the community and it's like, I know that person. It's like, oh, they're a Relay person. So definitely.
In spite of your casserole reference.
Yes, in spite of that.
Yeah. You know you're going to be known for that now.
I'm going to bring you one tomorrow. Oh.
You know what? Just pretend as you did, and I'll let everybody know that, in fact, we survived your casserole. Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Crystal Denault and Donna Latham.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight, Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Donna Latham and Crystal Denault. They are part of what will be happening this weekend with the Relay for Life. Donna, you didn't say where, you didn't say when, and you didn't say how many. So why don't you knock those things out of the park, because I figure that's the simple part for you.
Most important. So it is at College of the Redwoods out there at the stadium. It's July 14th. It starts at 10 a.m., and it's a 24-hour event, so it ends at 10 a.m. on the 15th.
Before the break, you'd commented about there are some folks that are out there, those less fortunate than you, who are setting up instead of being able to recline here in the studios.
Beautiful studios.
Yes, yes. What does it take to put one of these things on? What are they doing now, a day and a half in advance?
I say that it's a wedding reception for about 1,500 people that are going to spend the night.
Well, that's a whole lot better than talking about that funeral.
It is.
Yeah, okay, good.
You're just not going to let me forget that, are
no,
you?
No, that'll no, be an no. overriding theme.
Yeah, that's nice. That's good. I'm going to make you one.
Good, good.
But they're putting up tents. They're setting up tables. You know, we have a survivor's tent that has, you know, there's 20 tables and enough chairs for survivors to sit and have dinner. And there's, you know, porta potties being delivered. There's garbage cans being put up. There's the registration. Everything has to be designed. It's a city that's there for 24 hours. So it takes us about 2 days to put it up, and then we tear it all down after the event on Sunday. And it takes about 7 or 8 hours to tear it down. There's a garden. We have a reflection garden called Bucky's Garden where people can go and just enjoy the beautiful garden and think about, you know, whatever they want to think about. That's being set up today. There's a store where you can go and buy Relay for Life stuff to, you know, sport around town after the events. There's, what else is there? There's a stage because we have local bands coming to play and just all kinds of stuff going on.
Now, you'd mentioned that it is kind of like a, well, I wouldn't say a tent city, a portable city.
Yep.
With a lot of tents in there. One of the things I would think that would be impressive, and I think at one, does Southwest Rotary still provide an awful lot of, or Rotary involved
yes.
with a lot of the food and stuff?
Yes.
How much food is needed? How much liquid refreshments are needed? All those types of things to keep this thing going.
You want me to answer that, don't
well,
you?
Well, in general terms, I'm not looking for how many cases of a particular beverage.
A whole bunch.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, the thing is that we actually, I'm the event chair, which means I kind of get to just make sure everyone else is doing their job. We actually have a whole committee of people. We have a food committee person who is in charge of getting food, getting it donated, getting it delivered, getting it cooked and made. And then he and team has a team of people that does that. We have someone who's in charge of getting the local.
You don't really don't like using names, do you?
I don't.
Okay, fine.
Keep do you like names?
Well, yeah. I mean, if they're local people, I presume that they are. I mean,
Jim Miranda.
This is probably the biggest, most important form of recognition that they'll receive in association, other than your Facebook page.
Of course.
Apparently everything's going on.
Of course. I'm recording the whole thing,
yeah.
Except for the casserole issue. Jim Miranda does the food for us every year. He's in charge of that. We have, who else do we have? We have Gary Gunlock, who's taking care of entertainment for us. We have a whole group of survivors who do their own thing with their team and get their stuff going on. What else is there? Who else do you think that we should talk about?
How about the guys at CR? I mean, that's one of the things, and I don't know to what extent they are involved in the event, but I can certainly understand that the maintenance team
yes.
out at Redwoods, you know, you guys do your cleanup great.
Yep.
They still have to come in and take care of and prep in advance and yes. make sure that everything is, you know, turned on, plugged in, all
yep.
that kind of stuff.
College of the Redwoods is very good to us to allow us to have this event out there.
Are they setting up at the same time you are, or do they have to pre-do so that you guys can come in and you can do in anticipation of the event?
Yep. They, you know, just them allowing us to be there is a huge, huge thing for us because it is such an expense to put on an event like that. So allowing us to have that beautiful spot to have our event is just amazing. Cal Fire also, they come in and allow us to use one of the food trucks to have food. K-Hum, am I allowed to say that?
It's too late for me now.
Yeah. Too late. They actually broadcast live for us, and they provide all of the sound system for us. So, you know, College of Redwoods, K-Hum. Oops, said it again. A casserole in K-Hum.
You're like getting even with the death casserole, aren't you?
Yeah. I am.
Hey, I know where I can send it now.
Yes.
Yes.
And again, Cal Fire, you know, so those people. And then, you know, we have a staff partner, Laura Reed. She's actually the one that makes sure that she works for the American Cancer Society. She's making sure that everything is where it's supposed to be and all the volunteers are doing their job.
How connected is the retail?
The Discovery Shop?
To the event. Are they kind of separate paths or is there some cross-population?
They, you know, the shop is run by mostly volunteers also, so they help us out, but it is truly a separate entity, you know, a separate fundraising entity for the American Cancer Society.
If somebody wants to help out, and behind the scenes, can they still help you? Can they give you a call for tomorrow?
Absolutely,
or just
yes.
kind of show up and say,
yep.
hey, I got a couple extra hours, you need something done?
Yep, absolutely. We right now they're out there moving tables, setting up tents, and they definitely need help at this point. Tomorrow we'll be out there starting about 9 o'clock, and then we'll be there into the evening. Definitely need help. And then on Sunday, when everyone's exhausted, is definitely a time that people are, you know, ready to go home and go to sleep, and we still have a whole city to take down. So if someone wants to come, we would love to have them.
KINS News and Information Times, 3:30.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to talk shop this afternoon about Humboldt County's Relay for Life with Crystal Denault and Donna Latham. Donna, I've said Humboldt County a couple of times. There are others. Does almost every community have, or every county have, Relay for Life? Is it that established now?
It is, yeah. There's Del Norte County has their own Relay for Life. And then when you go into bigger geographical areas, like Sonoma County has, you know, there'll be one in Santa Rosa, one in Petaluma, one in Cotati. So we're kind of fortunate because we get to do just one big relay for our whole community instead of all separate towns doing them. So in my eyes, it's fortunate because it brings the whole community together as opposed to separate little towns.
How critical is this event? You know, is there that much in our area cancer that really gets has to be dealt with?
Do you want statistics?
I thought I had teed it up smoothly for you, but yes, that would be very timely at this point.
Okay, I have statistics. I love it. 645 people in Humboldt County will be diagnosed with cancer in 2012.
So two people a day?
Yep. 1.75, I think, right? And 275 people in Humboldt County will lose that battle with cancer in 2012.
Say it again?
275 of those will lose the battle.
It's about 50%.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want more?
Sure.
Let's see. So cancer incident rates in California have declined 11% from 1998 until present. And the cancer mortality rate has declined 23% from 1998.
Is a lot of that from the early diagnosis?
I think so. And I think the new medicines that are out there, and just every time I talk to someone who has cancer, they talk about, you know, a medicine that they're using or have tried, and you consistently it goes back to you research that medicine, and it was discovered by someone who is funded by the American Cancer Society.
So there's a pretty easy cause and reaction on that.
Exactly. Yep.
Is it time now for the story?
The story.
All right. Okay, Crystal.
You're up.
Now, she's been building up the anticipation on this.
What do you want to know?
I don't know.
I'm an Aries.
Oh, no, not
I
that.
I like walks on the beach. And
good. That's all. You don't like walks, circular walks on an all-weather track in July, though, huh?
Oh, I love that walk.
Yeah.
That's an amazing walk.
Relay. That's why we're here.
Yes. I was diagnosed in 2010 with a very rare form of kidney cancer called collecting duct carcinoma, and we found it at a stage 3. It had metastasized outside the kidney, and as of today, I'm just going to wrap it up real quick. I've had 5 different types of chemo, 28 radiation treatments, 3 surgeries, and I'm about to head in for my 4th surgery because it is just recently spread to both lungs.
So as you are used as an example, how did they initially find it? What triggered the investigative part?
I actually went into the doctor because I just thought I was really depressed, and I thought maybe I needed some antidepressants. I had no motivation. I had no energy.
Fatigue, lethargy,
yeah.
That kind of stuff?
And so we just did a regular CBC, a blood panel, and found out that I was severely, severely anemic to the point of needing a blood transfusion. And so eventually, after a while, I finally got to the right doctor, and that's my oncologist, actually. She's also a hematologist, and she had me do some iron infusions, and then we did an ultrasound, and that's when we found the mass on my right kidney. I no longer have a right kidney. I just have one kidney. It's kicking in there, though.
So you kind of self-sensed something was wrong. What percentage, Donna, are from that versus the health checkups, some of those tests that are recommended, you know, for, as you age, you know, that kind of stuff? Is it, do you sense it's more of a, huh, and we find it, or people like Crystal going, something just doesn't quite feel right, and it's pursued in that fashion?
You know, this is not completely not scientific. I kind of feel like it's 50-50 when I meet people. I, you know, have met so many people in the past few years that are battling cancer because of my position with Relay for Life. And I think it's about 50-50. You know, we kind of ask the question and some people go in for, you know, just a general screening and they find it, or other people actually have a feeling and they're right. So I say 50-50, but that's just my personal opinion.
Does the Relay for Life, the monies go to the Cancer Society and then they designate what type of cancer they're going after or who receives it?
Yes.
Is that, that's pretty much how it's a...
Yep.
Okay. Because I was wondering, with all the different types of cancer that there are, we've seen numbers go up in certain areas and numbers really plummet in other areas. The message it seems to be getting out with some of the screening stuff. I just didn't know if there was a correlation between where the dollars had been applied for research along with the general market exposure with some of the stuff. If somebody wants to donate for this event or towards the Cancer Society, can they designate? Say, for example, I still like Crystal after this. Say, okay, here's whatever, and I'd like it to go towards kidney cancer research.
No.
Can you do that, or is this, are there mechanisms but not through this process?
Exactly, yeah. Now, the American Cancer Society is for general types of cancer, you know, and they might have a research project going on for one particular type of cancer, but as far as the funds being just designated to one type at any one point, no.
This is more help everybody out kind
yes,
of thing.
Yes, yeah.
I know for me, I've had plenty of people who love and care about me who want to donate specifically to kidney cancer research. But my thing is everybody is affected by cancer, and it's not just me. So I would rather you donate to American Cancer Society, because maybe that money would help me and maybe it wouldn't, but it could help someone else too. So that's what Relay is about, is helping everybody. It's not fair to just generalize it in one section.
So for you specifically, you'd rather have it go through ACS than through the Kidney Foundation, for example?
I think if you want to donate to any research, I think that's great. But do I think that we should not focus on one... How am I'm trying to word this a
type?
Certain way. I think it's not fair to say, because it's not going to a certain percent isn't going to a certain type. It's not fair to say I'm not going to donate to that company or whatever because of that, because there's other people who have it who don't deserve it. Nobody deserves it. So it doesn't matter your age or anything. It attacks anybody. And I mean, I'm 27. I was diagnosed at 25, and there's absolutely no cancer in my family. And it's less than 1% can get the type of cancer that I have. I found one other person in the world who has it. That's my age and female.
Normally a male?
Normally a male, and normally in 50s.
Don't look at me that way.
I'm looking at you just period the whole time. Sorry.
Okay, there you go. KINS, News and Information Times 344. We'll be back with a couple final comments in just a moment.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:48. We're back to Talk Shop, final segment this afternoon with Donna Latham and Crystal Denault about the Relay for Life this weekend. Donna, again, what are the times, what are the days, all that kind of good stuff, and whether or not visitors are welcome.
Visitors are welcome. The more the merrier. It's out at College of the Redwoods, out at the football stadium. Thanks for the football team. Let us use that. And the athletic department. It's July 14th and 15th, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. And the opening ceremonies start around 10 a.m. We have great entertainments. We have the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir coming. We have a local TV person coming to sing, Betsy Lambert.
Lambert. Singing is cool.
And we have a local, Katie Keim is coming to sing. She's a local girl who's really talented. We have our evening luminaria ceremony going on, and we have a very special speaker who you've heard a little bit of her voice today. Crystal's going to be talking in the ceremony.
Oh, really?
Evening.
Yes. Yep. Oh, you got talking parts.
She does.
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
It'll be my second speech this year.
Yeah, she's doing really good. And that's something that cancer has done for you that you probably wouldn't thought. She is out of her shell and doing radio shows and giving speeches. So it's really
dancing on the tables
at
Relay.
Dancing on the tables at Relay, yeah. And you have a purple tutu, right?
I have a purple and green because my ribbon is green. Purple's for Survivor, so I have a purple and green tutu and a Mad Hatter hat that I made because they have a best hat contest. So
best, quote unquote.
Oh, yes. And okay. I am going to win.
She's going to win. So if you want to see Crystal out there in her crazy hat.
Taking down the competition.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And that's the thing. We have fun laps going on. They have crazy shoe laps. They have scavenger hunts going on.
Best costume, too. I'm going to win that one, too.
Yep. We have crazy stuff going on in the middle of the night. There's our we actually have a lap counting crew that's out there, and they do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Fun times, serious purpose.
Absolutely.
Saturday. Join right after the shopping show. Let's be nice.
Come on down.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.